Welcome to another edition of the Ophthalmology Times Week in Review iPod podcast, offering a recap of some of the week's top headlines. Study examines effect of integrating blue laser into images. Investigators from the United States and the United Kingdom joined forces to determine the effect of integrating blue laser into images and standard images generated by red-green lasers to form a single composite red-green-blue image. Lead author Barbara Hamill, a research assistant from the School of Medicine, Dentistry and Biomedical Sciences at the Centre for Public Health at Queen's University Belfast in the United Kingdom, and her colleagues explained that adding the blue laser is non-invasive and does not alter the patient-friendly and high-resolution image that is easy to acquire in a small pupil, 2 mm, using ultra-wide-field devices. The clinical usefulness of the 200-degree color UWF images using an RG composite image has been documented extensively in the evaluation of retinal diseases. The investigators wanted to take their work a step further to determine how adding a blue reflectance image affected the ability to evaluate retinal diseases using the Optos California P200DTX scanning laser ophthalmoscope. David Brown, MD, from Retina Consultants of Texas in Houston, senior author of the study, pointed out that the OptiMap Color RGB image is particularly impressive in its ability to discern holes in peripheral lattice degeneration and retinoscopies, an ability that leads to immediate improvement in patient care.
There's more to cataract surgery than meets the eye. When considering cataracts, it is important to place an emphasis on educating our patients about the signs and symptoms of cataracts so that they can not only be proactive with their treatment options but also feel comfortable asking questions. Cataracts are the leading cause of blindness worldwide, and the leading cause of vision loss in the United States. It's estimated that about half of all Americans will develop cataracts by 75 years old, and today, more than 1 in 6 Americans over the age of 40 have already started developing cataracts. With the senior population living longer and life expectancies increasing, it's estimated that the more than 4 million cataract surgeries performed annually in the U.S. will double within the next 15 to 20 years. While all cataracts aren't the same, they develop for different reasons and affect different parts of the eye lens. The outcome for the patient is the same. Patients who do not seek treatment for their cataracts are not only risking their eye health, but potentially jeopardizing their overall health. It's important that your patients understand that cataract surgery is a routine, safe procedure that will improve their quality of life. Technological advancements have significantly improved both the methods for removing cataracts and the types of customized lenses available. Untreated cataracts will almost always continue to progress over time, causing loss of vision. And if left untreated for long periods of time, can eventually result in blindness, making day-to-day activities not only difficult but also potentially dangerous. Don't let your patients live their lives looking through a cloudy, fogged-up window.
Eye parasite poses danger to bathers in Sea of Galilee. The Israeli Health Ministry is asking swimmers to protect their eyes with goggles when bathing in the Sea of Galilee after 3 new cases of Microsporidium were reported. Microsporidium is a waterborne parasite that can cause illnesses, including eye infections. According to Christian beliefs, the lake is where Jesus walked on water, made the miraculous catch of fish, and calmed the storm. In the New Testament of the Bible, much of Jesus' ministry occurs on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. According to a news release from the Ministry of Health, ophthalmologists have filed numerous reports with the ministry about multiple patients who required hospitalization and suffer from severe cornea infections or scarring, and in more severe cases, blurred vision. Ophthalmologists reported cases of corneal inflammation and scarring in patients who had recently bathed in the contaminated waters, with 2 confirmed diagnoses of Microsporidium and another suspected case. This was not the first time such occurrences were reported. Last year, 38 cases of similar corneal lesions were documented, sparking concerns about the presence of the parasite. According to the Ministry of Health, it is asking swimmers to wear goggles when swimming in the Sea of Galilee to prevent direct contact of the eyes with the water.
Eyenovia acquires U.S. commercial rights to APP-13007 from Formosa Pharmaceuticals. Eyenovia Inc. announced it has entered into an agreement with Taiwan-based Formosa Pharmaceuticals to acquire the exclusive U.S. rights to distribute and sell APP-13007, clobetasol propionate ophthalmic nanosuspension, 0.05%, which is currently under review by the FDA. The FDA has assigned a Prescription Drug User Fee Act action date for of March 4, 2024. Michael Rowe, CEO of Eyenovia, said in a news release his company was pleased with the prospects of working with Formosa Pharmaceuticals to acquire the U.S. commercial rights to the drug, which, if approved, would be an attractive new treatment option for the aftereffects of ocular surgery, most notably inflammation and pain. Thank you for listening to this edition of The Week in Review. For more details on these news items and other articles, visit ophthalmologytimes.com.